Welcome, everyone, to a brand new edition of Learn About World Cuisine, the show that takes you on a culinary tour around the world. Today's topic will be Istanbul, Turkey. And then at the end of the program, we're going to talk about Turkish cuisine. I have lots of information about Turkish cuisine at the end of the program. I just want to give you a heads up. If you go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, search for Learn About World Cuisine. I have already done an outstanding episode about the country of Turkey and Turkish cuisine. So today we're going to focus on Istanbul. Now you're probably saying to yourself, why would I focus on Istanbul, Turkey? That is because Istanbul was one of the most visited places in the entire world just last year. So people are traveling to Istanbul. So let's get started. The population of Istanbul, Turkey is 15.7 million people. It has more land area and more people than the city of New York in the United States. So they have over 15 million people living there. And they have more people and more land than the entire city of New York in the USA. Now, a lot of people, this is one thing I want to get across today. A lot of people assume that Istanbul, Turkey is the capital of Turkey. It is not. Okay, so I want to make that clear too. A lot of people automatically assume that Istanbul is the capital of Turkey. It is not. Istanbul is the largest city in the country of Turkey. And here's the most interesting fact about Istanbul. The city of Istanbul lies in both Europe and Asia. So it lies on the continent of Europe and Asia. It's the only city in the world to do that. Istanbul has surpassed London and Dubai. And now, as of 2023, it was the most visited city in the entire world. That's why we're doing it today. Another reason why I wanted to cover Istanbul, Turkey today is because it's one of the world's most sought-after foodie destinations. And it has a rich history and a vibrant culture scene. So if you're a foodie, Istanbul is one of your spots. And we're going to talk about the food at the end of the program. As I said, it's not the capital city of Turkey. Everyone assumes it is. All right. But it is the largest city in the entire country of Turkey by far. And it's three times larger than the capital city of Turkey. One-fifth of the entire population of Turkey lives in Istanbul. Over 90% of the entire population of Istanbul is Muslim. Istanbul was the only city in the entire world to sit on two different continents, Europe and Asia. I just mentioned that. So I think that's the fun fact of the day. Istanbul is the only city in the entire world to have land on two continents, Europe and Asia. There are over 280 miles of coastline in Istanbul. One of the world's most well-known pieces of architecture can be found in Istanbul, Turkey. Istanbul, Turkey is very modern, and they have over 400 malls, and they have an entire, they have tons of malls that have bargains, prices. Istanbul is very prone to earthquakes, and they've had a few over the years. The climate in Istanbul is very mild, but the highest temperature ever recorded was just 99 degrees. I thought it would be a lot higher. If you visit Istanbul in the wintertime, you will find snow, but the climate is mostly mild. Istanbul actually gets more snow than any other city on the Mediterranean basin. And one of the reasons I am covering Istanbul is because Istanbul was one of the most visited cities in the entire world in 2023. And I don't know why, but I wrote that down three times. So I would assume that's important to know. The business field accounts for a whopping one-third of the entire economy in Istanbul. So the businesses account for one-third of the entire economy. If you're planning a trip to Istanbul, which a lot of you are, because they had an unbelievable amount of people visit last year, there's a place in Istanbul called the Grand Bazaar. And the Grand Bazaar is the largest covered outdoor market in the world. And it gets a whopping 90 million visitors per year. That is an amazing stat. And it's called the Grand Bazaar in Istanbul. And as we talk, when we talk about Turkish cuisine, you're going to learn that spices play a major role in the cuisine. Well, they have an entire market just with spices, and we're going to talk about that at the end. They still use leeches as a form of healing in Istanbul, Turkey. How about that? So it was very common centuries ago to use leeches to help heal your ailments, and they still do that. It was very common centuries ago, and they still do that practice in Istanbul today. There is a very popular street in Istanbul, Turkey, that gets an amazing 3 million visitors a day. Wow. There are two major airports that serve Istanbul, Turkey. And one of them is one of the largest airports in the entire world. Now, somebody mentioned this to me last week. You'll notice that I don't try to pronounce names I can't pronounce. So when I cover these areas around the world, I give you a general synopsis because I can't pronounce the exact names of the place, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. So one of the airports that serves Istanbul, Turkey, is one of the largest airports in the entire world. How about that? One of the most popular things about Turkey and Istanbul is that they have hundreds of thousands of street cats, and they live on the streets of Istanbul. And I covered this in my episode about Turkey. And it is very common for people to build houses just for those street cats. So street cats are prevalent in the city of Istanbul. Yeah, there are literally hundreds of thousands of cats that live on the street. Besides many museums in the city of Istanbul, there is a Legoland, an aquarium, and an entire toy museum. And that makes sense because you have millions upon millions of people visiting the city every year, so you're going to have some attractions. And they have an aquarium, they have a Legoland, and they have a toy museum. There have been human beings living in the city of Istanbul since the Stone Age. How about that? There has been human existence in Istanbul since the Stone Age. So the Flintstones, if you're in America, you know what I'm talking about. They could have lived in Istanbul. And as I told you before, and I've said this in many episodes, but this show is only about fun facts, okay? What I do is I take a location around the world, and I just focus on fun facts. There is a ton of history about Istanbul, Turkey, okay? I'm not going to bore you with that. We're only going to cover the fun facts. So I had someone tell me a couple weeks ago, oh, well, I wanted to learn more about the history. Some of this stuff is boring, so I don't touch on that. But there is a huge amount of history, that you can Google and find out about in regards to Turkey and Istanbul. From 1918 to 1923, the Allied forces occupied Istanbul. Okay. The name Constantinople, now you're going to find out in this episode also that Istanbul, Turkey, and Turkey has changed their names many times over the years. So they are, one of the names it used to have was Constantinople, and they changed that to modern-day Istanbul in the year 1930. Okay, tram cars started to get people around in the city in 1992. Now you're going to learn that there are many, many modes of transportation in Istanbul, Turkey. So it's a very modernized area of the world, and they have many, many ways to get around, buses, trains, etc. There have been a few major riots that have taken place in the streets of Istanbul, and one of them was a major riot back in 2013. And like I said, you cannot cover Istanbul without talking about some history. I know I said I'm going to skip over a lot of history. I'm still going to cover some of the history of the city, and that's because, you know, this area has been around since the Stone Age, so it is filled with history. I'm just not going to bore you with some of the history stuff. Istanbul was one of the first cities to prevent people from coming in or leaving during the COVID crisis. So they were one of the first cities that shut everything down for COVID. So you couldn't get into Istanbul and you couldn't leave when the COVID crisis happened, the pandemic. In 2022, Istanbul started to recover as far as tourists to their pre-pandemic levels. So it took from 2019 to 2022 to recover as far as tourists to the city. And like I said eight times already, we're going to talk about the food in the country of Turkey in a few minutes. But till then, I'm going to give you a couple of fun food facts, okay? Spices are used moderately in Turkish cuisine. They're very focused on spices, and as I said, there's an entire spice market in Istanbul, okay? A very popular street food. I'm going to spell it because I'm not going to try to pronounce it. It's S-I-M-I-T-S-R. It's a very popular street food that is sold all over the city of Istanbul. And they are basically rings of bread crusted with sesame seeds. And that street food has been sold by vendors for over 500 years. How amazing is that? They eat a lot of rice and bulgur in Turkey. And rice is used more times than bulgur. We're going to talk about the food in a few minutes. I'm just going to touch on a couple food fun facts till we get there. Meats that are cooked on a spindle. And if you've ever had that, that is delicious. Lamb and stuff like that are cooked on a spindle that spins around. They are used to make kebabs and gyros. They are sold heavily in Istanbul. Olive oil and fish are very popular ingredients in the cooking of in Turkish cuisine. So a lot of people that live in Turkey use olive oil in their cooking. All right. The most popular dessert in the country of Turkey would be baklava. Tea is the most popular drink, non-alcoholic drink, in the country of Turkey. But here's the most interesting thing about tea. Turkey is the largest consumers of tea in the entire world. You would have thought that my friends in the UK would be, but that's not true. Turkey has the largest consumption of tea in the entire world. The way they drink their tea in Istanbul is it the most popular way to drink it is they have their tea black with sugar. Okay. A lot of people in Turkey love Turkish coffee, which is delicious. That's also very popular. But tea is the most popular drink, and they are the largest consumers of tea in the entire world. Having your coffee at a coffee house is a tradition in Istanbul, Turkey, that dates back to the 16th century. Sambuca is one of the most popular liquors that they drink in Istanbul. A couple of fun facts from our world travelers that listen to the show. Here's a couple of fun facts that they talk about in regards to Istanbul, Turkey. There are many places in Istanbul that will accept the American dollar. So if you're planning a trip to Istanbul, keep in mind that some places in the city will accept the American dollar. All right. The most visited time that people visit is Istanbul is from June to August. So that's the time it's going to be most crowded, June to August. December through February is the light season, and that is when you're going to get the cheapest rates. The subway system in Istanbul, Turkey, is the second oldest subway system in the entire world. I think that is fascinating. So the second oldest subway system in the entire world is in Istanbul, Turkey. All right. I'm trying not to repeat things. I've already had an Apple podcast comment that I repeat things too often. So I'm trying to get away from that. Okay. So there are a couple things I wrote down more than once. The city of Istanbul sits closely near three bodies of water. Okay, so seafood is very prominent in the cuisine. Here's a fun fact. In Istanbul, Turkey, they have a problem with what's called rose-ringed parakeets. So they're basically a nuisance. They're much like seagulls down the Jersey Shore. So these are called rose-ringed parakeets. And a lot of people say when you're at a food, when you're eating food, they are a nuisance. Only 28% of the people that live in Istanbul, Turkey, are genuinely from Istanbul. The rest of the people are from other areas of Turkey and other countries around the world. Turkish is the most popular language spoken in Istanbul, although a lot of our world travelers that have been there say that there are a lot of people that speak English in the city. We mentioned this a few times. I'm trying to stay away from repeating myself. All right. Istanbul, Turkey is the seventh largest city in the entire world. Who knew? I thought that was pretty fascinating. Istanbul, Turkey is the seventh largest city in the entire world. And since the 1950s, the population of Istanbul, Turkey has gone from around 1 million people to currently over 15 million people since the 1950s. If you're listening to the episode and you're saying to yourself, wait a second, I thought Istanbul was called something else. That's because they have changed their name a few times over the years. Every July, Istanbul, Turkey hosts what's called the Istanbul Jazz Festival. And that is a mega event that some people compare to the celebration of Mardi Gras in New Orleans in the United States. They also host a huge tulip festival every April. Many movies have been filmed in Istanbul, Turkey, and a very popular Agatha Christie book was written in Istanbul, Turkey. One of Agatha Christie's most popular writings was written in Istanbul. All right. I'm trying not to repeat things. I don't know why I wrote this stuff down twice. All right. Hold on. Okay. As we have covered on many episodes of this program, there are areas of the world that are famous for street food. Okay. I've covered a lot of areas around the world that are known for their street food, and Istanbul is one of them. So it is a very great destination for street food, and their street food is very popular amongst tourists. There are several world-class universities and colleges in Istanbul that are attended by people from all over the world. And a lot of people, when I did the Turkey episode, they said, Kevin, we love our Turkish rugs. And a lot of the Turkish rugs that you might have at home were made in Istanbul. And in case you're wondering, credit cards are widely accepted at hotels and restaurants in the city of Istanbul. In case you're not familiar with that area of the world, they do take credit cards. Here's a fun fact that I thought, you know what, this is interesting enough to add to the show. The story about Santa Claus originated in the country of Turkey. How about that? So I just had to throw that in there because I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, I want to give everyone a round of applause. It's 22 minutes into the program, and we pretty much gave you every fun fact there is about the city of Istanbul. I think the most interesting thing we covered was that it was the most visited city in the entire world in the year 2023. I would have thought London, I would have thought Paris, but it was Istanbul. So the rest of the program is going to focus on Turkish cuisine. Now, like I said earlier, if you go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music. I've already done a great episode that covers Turkish cuisine. It's on the platform. But today I said, you know what? We're going to have some fun. I'm going to look up all the information I can about Turkish cuisine, and I'm going to share it with you now. This is going to be a ton of information. Turkish cuisine was established during the nomadic period. Turkish cuisine is influenced by Middle Eastern and Mediterranean cuisine. And as we talk about the food, you're going to realize that a lot of Turkish cuisine is similar to Mediterranean cuisine. So a lot of the diet in the Mediterranean is in Turkish cuisine. Eggplant is the most used vegetable in Turkish cuisine, followed by zucchini. And as I said earlier, but I have to say this again because this is an amazing fun fact. Turkey has the highest consumption of tea in the entire world. I would have thought our great friends in the UK would have had that or somewhere else around the world. That's not true. Turkey is the highest consumer of tea. They have the most consumption of tea in the entire world. Modern-day Turkish cuisine is categorized as seasonal. Lamb is the most commonly used meat in Turkish cuisine. And if you've never had lamb from a spindle, I highly suggest you get it. But one of my favorite things to eat is a gyro with lamb that is cooked on a spindle. I highly suggest that you guys try that. Istanbul is the culinary epicenter of Turkey. So if you're looking to eat, if you're, you know, this somebody said, that doesn't sound right, Kevin. That sounds weird. No, there are many travelers who travel the entire world and they focus their trips around food. And Istanbul is one of those spots. It's a great foodie destination. I had someone tell me a couple of weeks ago. They wrote me a comment on my website. Why would people travel just for food? There are many world travelers that pick out their destination based upon the cuisine. And Istanbul is one of the top foodie destinations in the entire world. If you're looking to travel just for the experience, because there's a lot of culture and history in Istanbul, and you don't care about the food, they have plenty of McDonald's and Burger Kings in Istanbul. And they are becoming very popular. The Turkish people are starting to lean towards fast food over the last few years. All right, in Turkey, they usually have their breakfast between 7 and 9 a.m. Lunch is usually eaten between 11 and 1, and dinner is usually served at 7 p.m. Doner kebab is probably the most popular Turkish dish worldwide. And there are doner restaurants all over the country of Turkey. Somebody said you can find one on every corner. I don't know if that was a metaphor, but there are tons of doner restaurants. If you're traveling to Turkey, world travelers say that the water is pretty safe to drink. So that's not one of those areas around the world that the water, you know, that you have to bring your own water. It's pretty safe. The most popular alcoholic beverage in Turkey is beer. A lot of our friends in Turkey eat homemade pasta, so that's common. I was surprised to learn that, but homemade pasta is a popular item in Turkey. Turkish cuisine is influenced and diverse because Turkey has been around since the Stone Ages. So they have emulated a lot of the cuisine. So the cuisine has many different variables and layers to it. Modern day Turkey. In the modern day Turkey of today, the citizens like to eat out. But they predominantly cook homemade meals for dinner. But over the last few years, if you do the research, you'll learn that Turkey is leaning towards eating out. Okay? So a lot of people grab a fast food lunch or they'll eat out at a restaurant for dinner. But they still, for the most part, cook their meals at home. Okay? But the trend is leaning towards eating out. Because fast food has gained such popularity lately amongst the Turkish people, there are many Western fast food places open in the country. The majority of Turkish cuisine is very similar to Mediterranean cuisine. I told you that. So they eat a lot of lamb, olive oil, fried eggplant, and other common Mediterranean dishes are popular in Turkish cuisine. Yogurt is also a major component in Turkish cuisine. And it is used as both a food and an ingredient in food. They eat a lot of soups in Turkey. So a lot of your big meals in Turkish cuisine will start with a soup and salad. And they are major components. Cheese is also a major component in Turkey. They use it for their sandwiches, etc. They also serve cheese during some meals. If you're a vegetarian, we do get lots of comments. Hey, is this a vegetarian-friendly area? Yes, it is. Turkey is very vegetarian-friendly, and there are a lot of meals that you can buy at restaurants that are meatless, and it can fill you up. All right. The breakfasts that they eat in Turkey are huge, okay? So I had a world traveler comment when I did my Turkey episode that they eat a huge breakfast in Turkey. And that he was at a hotel, and they had a breakfast spread like you wouldn't believe. Tons of different cheeses. Eggs are very popular at the breakfast time. But the breakfast in Turkey is huge. So keep that in mind. So if you're going on a trip to the country of Turkey, a lot of hotels put out a huge spread at breakfast time. Okay. Lots of eggs, cheese, etc. Like I said before, dinner in Turkey is usually made at home. Although the trend over the last few years has people been eating out, but for the majority of the time, people cook their dinner at home. They usually start it with a soup and salad. Lamb, beef, chicken, and fish are the predominant main courses in Turkish cuisine. So they eat a lot of lamb. As I said before, lamb is the most popular meat in Turkey. Bread is also served at meals in Turkey. They will give you a lot of bread. All right. Fresh seafood in the city of Istanbul is very popular. They also have local vineyards and fresh produce. In fact, fresh produce plays a predominant role in Turkish cuisine. And as I mentioned before, spices in Turkish cuisine are very, very prominent. So Turkish cuisine contains a lot of spices, and there is a spice market in Istanbul that is huge, one of the largest in the world, and they focus just on spices, okay? I think we did a good job. I want to thank everyone for joining me again this week. We're at the 32-minute mark. So if you are a regular listener to the show, I will talk to you next Thursday morning at 6 a.m. I'm not going to waste your time. Because the rest of the program, I will be talking to my new listeners. Last week, we had 70% of the people listening to the show were brand new listeners. So I want to teach everyone that is new how to listen to the show. If you're a regular listener, I've covered everything about Istanbul. I love the show. I thought that was a very interesting show. But last week, we had a huge download number for our Chicago episode. I gave you fun facts about the city of Chicago, and I gave you fun facts about the foods that were created in Chicago. Did you know that brownies started off in Chicago? So there's a ton of food. Look for that show. My regular listeners, I will talk to you next week. I'm just going to spend 2 minutes teaching the new listeners how to listen to the show. First way you can listen to the show is go to your favorite podcast platform, Spotify. Joe Rogan said, if Kevin Wilson is not on Spotify, I want nothing to do with it. He wasn't going to sign his contract unless he found out I was on Spotify. So you can find the show on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, or anywhere you find your favorite podcast. So that's the first way you can listen to the show. I have 187 episodes on your favorite podcast platform. The second way you can listen to the show is you can tell your smart device, okay, your Google or your Amazon smart device. Unfortunately, I have literally 8 of them within 10 feet of me. So I'm not going to say the name, but you can say to your smart player, Alexa, play the latest episode of the Learn About World Cuisine podcast, and it will play the latest episode. The third way you can listen to the show, and this is a funny story. I have often had people come up to me on the street and say, hey, Kevin, I want you to listen to my podcast. Okay, and then they'll give me the name of the podcast. I don't want to work to listen to a podcast. I don't want to be searching. I don't want to be going through all that work. I consider that a pain. So you can go to my website. It's called PhillyRestaurantReviews.com. And I have a link to all 187 episodes. So last week we had 70% of our listeners were brand new. So all I would recommend, just go to my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews with an S.com, and I have a link to get you to all 187 past episodes. Now, I had somebody message me a couple weeks ago. They're like, okay, you gave me a good explanation on how I can listen to the show, but what is the show? So I want to let you know what the show is. Each week, I take about 6 hours. And I research different areas around the world, okay? And then I write down the best, most interesting things about the location first, and then we talk about the cuisine at the end of each program. So I'll give you an example. Today we did Istanbul, Turkey, because it is the most visited city in the entire world in 2023. So I said, well, that's interesting. Let's see what's going on in Istanbul, Turkey. So I give you fun facts about the location first, and then at the end of the program, we talk about the cuisine. Last week's episode about Chicago, I was very happy to see that last week's episode had a good download number because I think that show is fabulous. And you're going to learn in that show that the Chicago hosted the World's Fair in 1893, and that World's Fair in 1893 was the first place that a lot of your favorite foods were born. Twinkies, Cracker Jacks, and other famous foods were first introduced to the public at the Chicago World's Fair in 1893. I highly recommend you listen to that show. That show is fascinating. So each week I take a different location around the world and I give you fun facts about the location. And then at the end of the program, we talk about the cuisine. This show was created because I used to work at a hotel. And I used to work overnight at the hotel. And I used to talk to the world travelers that would come into the hotel. And they would give me some fascinating stories about their trips around the world and how different the other countries are than to what we do in the United States. So I said, you know what? That would make a great podcast. And that is why I created this show. It was from my experience talking to world travelers at the hotel I worked at. So we covered the most interesting stuff. This is not a political show. Everything's for fun, okay? I don't make any money. I love doing the show. I love doing the research, and I love sharing it with you. The show is totally for fun. So be sure to go to PhillyRestaurantReviews.com and click the link for 187 more episodes. I pretty much covered all of the popular areas around the world. So any place in the world that's popular, I've covered it. So every Thursday morning at 6 a.m., you'll find a new episode. And I was even in the hospital, and I recorded an episode on my iPhone. So I don't miss the Thursday morning publications. A new show is published every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. So once again, if it's Thursday morning, check your favorite podcast platform or go to my website, PhillyRestaurantReviews.com, and click the link for a brand new episode of Learn About World Cuisine. I will talk to everyone next Thursday morning.